This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And this may be the biggest story of the week. The fight for gay marriage picks up in California today with Perry v. Schwarzenegger. Two same-sex couples are suing the enforcers of Proposition 8 in federal court on grounds that the gay marriage ban violates their constitutional rights. It might lay the groundwork for a Supreme Court appeal, and many gay rights advocates argue that the nation isn't ready for that, but this is possibly a landmark case. Joining us to discuss it is Kenji Yoshino, New York University law professor. Good morning, Kenji.
Good morning.
So what is the doctrine that the lawyers arguing that the Proposition 8 is unconstitutional are likely to argue in open court today?
The two main arguments are a liberty argument and an equality argument. So the liberty argument says that there's a fundamental right to marry, and the equality argument says that this is discrimination against gay people.
Now, I'm presuming that on the other side, the fact that there's no mention of the status of marriage anywhere in the Constitution would be central to, at least in part, the case on the opposing side.
I think that's right, but I don't want to overstate that too much, because the doctrine surrounding this issue has stated pretty clearly that there is a fundamental right to marry. So as you know, there are unenumerated rights that still have a constitutional dimension, like the right to privacy or the right to reproductive autonomy in this country. And so marriage has been deemed one of those rights.
How will the court weigh the value of marriage versus the value of civil unions? And that is marriage a set of benefits, or is marriage a state of mind that the state cannot regulate?
That's a great question. I think that actually goes to the equality issue as to what exactly the inequality is. So essentially what we have is, with respect to goods or benefits, you know, same-sex couples are being treated equally. So what we're really talking about is the symbolic benefit of marriage, and whether or not withholding that symbolic benefit from gay couples is in itself an equal protection violation.
Now, some gay rights advocates are concerned that if this case should go against Proposition 8, that you create a kind of Roe v. Wade situation where American politics could be polarized for generations on the issue of gay marriage, and that that could complicate the rights of gay people in the United States.
That's right. I mean, that's actually a very optimistic worry to have, because if we actually get a Supreme Court decision in our favor, that means that the Roe versus Wade analogy would work. I think the more likely outcome and the greater fear is that we'll get an outcome against us, and then we'll have something akin to Bowers versus Hardwick, which is a negative anti-gay opinion that we had a really hard time getting off the books for, you know, 17 years until Lawrence versus Texas in 2003. So both of those fears are on the table.
On what basis would the Supreme Court take this case? Its interest in resolving states' rights issues, or on the merits of the rights of gay couples alone?
Well, I think that the Supreme Court would take it on the grounds that it was argued, on both liberty and equality grounds. But there are actually two ways in which we could keep this away from the Supreme Court. One is to say that it's California-specific on the grounds of the animus behind Prop 8. And then the other one is that it's California-specific because 18,000 couples got married in a very narrow window of time. And so California is the only state in which some same-sex couples are married and other couples are not.
Well, it'll all be in open court this week as Perry v. Schwarzenegger convenes in a court in San Francisco. Kenji Yoshino is New York University law professor, talking about the Prop 8 case, which may challenge the ban on gay marriage in the state of California, which could be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Thank you, Kenji.
Thank you so much.